Okay, we are learning Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Gimel. So last time we had a lot of all galleries in. So we had a lot of Zoyars, which the loss of the Zoyar is difficult to understand. Shalom Rav Geller, thank you for your Mesiros Nefesh. You didn't change the clock either. That's right.
In the context of general things, I think it's very, very slight. Mrs. Nefesh, actually not Mrs. Nefesh at all.
So by you.
If you keep telling my about why, you know, our parents went through in their generation, well, I told my sons once, if you think that getting up on time to say Kriya Shema before Sozman Kriya is called Mrs. Nefesh, think again.
Good gesagt. Now we go to Perek Gimel. Hopefully, look, last time was there were difficult Zoyars. They spoke about things which are way up. Today we have in the end of the Perek something which is very important for us, which perhaps I will try to understand it, and then afterwards we see it even in the Zoyar. So it is a little bit more understandable. Last time it was Atika Kadisha and Shloshmot Shivim Elef and all these things. They're all hidden things which really we don't have the real Kalim how to explain that really, you know. You can't really explain that. Once in a while you see how Gedol Olam are explaining the Loshon HaZoyar, and then the only message you get from that is, please keep your fingers off. Yeah, that is the only message you get from that. So I try to keep my fingers off, but whatever it's obvious, we'll try to see it. Okay, let's go. Weil der Eisige Teure Gedeutsche nishlam kavanos is bor bebrie. That means there is a kavana in the brie, and is it there is that the brie comes to a fulfillment. So the fulfillment of the brie is limud Teure. The Bria is things, you know, whatever it is, you know. All these chafotzim which are there, that's the Bria. But the fulfillment of the Bria, that is called learning Torah. That is what he says. Kshivim kavon b'Bria, shirak b'shvil ha-Torah, shiyasku bo Yisroel. Kama morom zal, b'reishis b'shvil ha-Torah, u'b'shvil Yisroel, u'b'shvil Moshe, shu'u yasir sur b'kabolas ha-Torah. Yeah? That means that is the purpose of the whole Torah, of the whole Bria, is that it should come to a fulfillment. That's Torah, because Klal Yisrael oiskim bo. Ukaviyochel hu yisborach shemoy sumeach b'maisov b'olomo u'b'riyosov shemalim chein lefonov. That's now one thing. Chein lefonov yisborach kishor rishoyno b'eis habriya. So chein is a very deep thing. Chein is a klal. Chein is not something specific. Chein is a klal. When the Bria is male chein, that means that the Bria is in a place where the general thing of the Bria is the way it has to be. It is, the Bireulim says, that is something which fits my. And now the question is, what means my, what? My kavone, or my innerotzen, or my chayfetz. But that is called malechein. Chein always means it's something very, it captivates my, it's geschmack for me. You know, it's a geschmack in that. I have a geschmack in that. So that's the chein. And now he said that, that's a klal. That means the Bir Olam had a hope, and this hope of the Bir Olam was fulfilled when a person learns Torah. The way you were Malachain now. That means it's a hope from the Bir Olam that the world should reach that place, the way it was with Maaseh Bereishis, when everything was fine. Now, there's a problem over here, Be'etzam. Because the point of the Bereishis, which was everything fine, the point was that the world was without Ra. And now, when you say our world is without Ra, you even don't have a positive outlook of the world. You simply are blind, you know. Now, our world is not without Ra at all, you know. Not in a general sense and not in a personal sense. So we have Torah, so what? Why is that the same thing as by the Bria? By the Bria, there was like the picture was fulfilled. Everything was in its place. The way it had to be, there was still a work being done by Adam Rishon. I do understand that. But the work from Adam Rishon was not Biur Hora, because the Ra was not in him. It was outside of him, the way he said. And you would have to do, in one day, till Shabbos, you would have to make a certain Avodah. And then you'll get into the Tchias Amazing without dying. You know, just go over to Tchias Amazing by feet, you know, without dying. Wouldn't have to die. So that was a good world. That was a world without Ra. And now, there's a world with Ra definitely. But there's Torah. So you cannot say, according to my opinion, that what comes out here, you cannot say that now, the Torah is keeping up the hope, because Torah is there to get rid of the Ra, and as long as Torah is there, there is the Mahalach, but then it's not the way it was by the Bria, excuse me, you know, you can't say, it's Malachain the way it was by the Bria. No, it's not Malachain the way it was by the Bria. No, because, no, it's not, because by the Bria it was without Ra. Now, we have to get rid of that being caught in that question in a very simple way. You could be caught by that question and say, we have to find a place where it is without Ra. But we have to understand, what is that, what that happens to the Bria when there is this amount of Ra in the Bria? What does that mean? We have a Bria with Ra. So what does that mean? Yes, I do have a Bria with Ra. So what? The point of a Bria with Ra means the Bria moves away from the Boreolam. That is L'chaira Bria with Ra. Ra means you move in the other direction. You don't move towards the Boreolam, you move away. This movement away, that's called Ra. As long as there is in the Bria a Pnia to the Boreolam, not that there is a hope for the whole Bria. This we have to give up. Because even when you learn Torah, the whole Bria is not the way it has to be. No, far. But there is a point, there is one place in the Bria where this Elyonus, the way we had it. You remember Perek Yud Aleph? You want to learn it again? Hopefully not. So Perek Yud Aleph, that this Elyon Shebe Elyon comes down. When that happens in one place, this is a quality of a Shleimus of the Bria. It's a quality of Shleimus of the Bria. It's not the whole Bria is good, no. But there is the quality of Shleimus of the Bria is just happening now. That's when you learn. So really, that's what he says. Look, It's Malachain. So what do you say? It's Malachain from the person, the way Noach was Motzochain Beine Hashem. Noach wasn't a big Ben Torah. There was no Torah there. Yeah? Not because Noach was learning Torah, no. You can't be Malachain, yeah, okay, Torah is Malachain because, but he says it, no, it's Malachain the way he says in the beginning of the Bria. That is the Malachain from Torah. Why? Because this unbelievable Oisius HaTorah, which are above all the Oilemus, are coming down over here. Ah, that is what I wanted. But over here it happens only in these Arba Ames. It makes no difference. The quality is here. The world is not deprived of that quality, because that is the Ra. Wow. I have to go. I have to. No, no, no. Ah, doesn't work. Yeah, you hear still me here? You hear me still? Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now there's someone wants to call, so now till he finishes. Okay, Viala Schein. Okay, that is that. Viala Schein. Ubezoya, Tav, Lamet Hei Yomad Aleph, Posach. Now say, let's see whether I see you. Now I see you back. Posach Rabbi Elozer Omar, Vosim Dvor Rabbi Ficho, Taninon. Kol Bar Nashti, Shtadle Bemile De Reise, Visifsose Marachashin Reise, ולא יעיד אלא דהבה מקיים אלמה וקודש בריך חודי אימי. כאילו הו יוימה נוטה שמיה וערו. You see, it is like now he created the world. Now he created the world. That means the learning Torah has something to the creation of the world. And the way we learned it then, by the Perek Yud Aleph, that the point of learning Torah is not only the understanding what Torah says. It is you bring down something which is way above every world, and you bring it down into this world. That is like Spriya Shomayim Voretz, Entschuldigt. That is the quality which the Borei Olam hoped that will be happening in the Briya. Because the whole point of Ra is you are turning towards the Briya. You don't want that something higher should come in, because that is the tchuna of the Ra. Ra doesn't want that. Does not. Yeah? Okay, that was his. Who parishes Trubetu for Veo and Base Poser Abelozeroma, Eslas and Sheve Ferro Tirosero, Bero Zimne de Reise, Miskaime Baume. You see, the Torah is Miskaim in the world. According to what we learn, means that the Torah comes down into the world. Ubne Noshe Mishtadlimbo, Kabiocha Kutschbrecher Chodi be Uvde Yode, Vechodi Baume Kulu. He's Sameach in his Maisim, and he's Sameach with the whole world. So the point is of being Sameach with the whole world, that means this is already a, because the world made that possible. Something like this. V'shmaya v'ara kaimi b'kiyumayim. V'lo yoyid elu kutsh b'rich konish kol b'amale dilei, v'amlo ni chamu amo, kadisha, look at this holy nation. Disli ba'are, de reise mis atras beginayum. The Teure is, and that is Nogia to the next Perek 2, the Teure iturin. Iturin means you are ma'atar a kli. When the kli is finished, then you are making it nice. Iturin means ma'atar, means also a keser, but it means be'etzem, it makes it nice, it makes it shining outside. That's what the Torah does. When you learn Torah, that's what you do with the Torah. The Torah is like, wow. It's like something which is revealed outside. V'inun katchomu chayva demorayun, when they see the simcha of the Borei Olam, pa'amei, in with his people, that is, depending on us, miyad posve omer omi kamcho Yisrael goy echot boretz. The big schuss that the Borei Olam gave you, the Teure, Kadisha, the Araitza Kadisha, Chedvese de Kula, Chedvese de Kutsch Bricho, Vitailuse delay. Itailuse delay means he is like making a chofesh there. By the way, he said, Iksiv Eyesha Shuim Yoim Yoim. So that is now the second big thing. The first is your Malachim, and the second is your Shayach to what is called Shashuim from the Borei Olam. So the Shashuim from the Borei Olam, this is the tnue in the way the Borei Olam made the whole thing happening. That was Shashuim Yoim Yoim. What means Yoim Yoim? Those are the Alpaim Shono, which the Torah is called Mole Briyas Olam. That's Yoim Yoim. That means after all these Shashuim, and so why does it have to be Alpaim Shono? That's not our business now. But there's Alpaim Shono, which is the Torah Shashuim by the Borei Olam. Yeah? Shekodma Torah Borei Olam. It's a whole thing. Alpaim Shono. which is Shashuim. What means Shashuim? So now we'll have it in the next perek too. Shashuim means there is a tnua which goes to and fro, and to and fro, like this tnua. It goes like from me to the other, and from the other to me. Now, there was a Torah there, and the Torah was Shashuim by the Beroilo. What does that mean? Shashuim by the Beroilo, not by the Beroilo himself, you know. There was no one there. There was no one there. And it was Mishtashea with the Torah. He created the Torah. It was Mishtashea with that. With that. It's a modern thing, you know. It's a modern thing that you are Mishtashea with Shah. Can't know. We are Mishtashea. I am. I am creating a thing myself, and then I am Mishtashea with that. I created it. And then Mishtashea with that. Could be perhaps in our world. But I think by the Beroilum, the Shashuim of Torah, that's one of the deepest things. It's perhaps the deepest place by the Beroilum. Shashuim, those are these creation of the Oisius of the Torah. We had it. Yeah? That the Oisius of the Torah is before all the worlds. These before all the worlds, that's the Shashuim. And from the Shashuim of the Beroilum, there the Oisius of the Torah was created. What is the Shashuim? Shashuim, there is a tnua by the Beroilum himself, that's unspeakable. But there's a tnua by the Beroilum himself, which goes from him outwards, and from outwards backwards to him in. Even it's only him there. There's no one else there, there's no world there. But this whole moving from the world to the Beroilum was already existent by him himself. That's the deepest place you could think. It's like the tnua from the Nivro to the Beroilum was before everything. It was before the world was created. But there's no world there. How can you make a tnua from the Nivro to the Beroilum? Not Shayach. Yeah? It's not Shayach. It's only when you understand. That's not Shayach to say. Leuchter, you say plain nonsense. The moment you understand that I say plain nonsense, then you can begin to understand that. But when you think, yeah, vada, yeah. For example, yeah, for sure, there was a tnua from the Nivro to the Beroilum before the Bria was created. That makes no sense, because there's no Bria there. But it has to do with that Machshavton shel Yisrael kodmo lechol dovo. Machshavton shel Yisrael means there is a Nivro there, Yisrael. It's only the Machshove. But it's already b'machshove, Yisrael olu b'machshove tchilo. Olo b'machshove, olo from where? Olo from where? Olo from somewhere. That olo means it has the other direction. Look, the Radal, there is a Pirkei d'Abelezer, the Radal, in the Pirkei d'Abelezer, when he says, kach olo k'she olo b'machshavtoi, livro yo oilom. So the Pirkei d'Abelezer says, olo b'machshavtoi, that makes no sense, because there was no Bria there, and nothing can be oile to the Beroilom before there is a Bria. So in Meile, you have to say that olo b'machshavtoi means dibro teure k'loshen b'nei Yodom. It's like that's the way you say olo b'machshava, but it doesn't mean really a thing, because there's no place outside which it can something be oile from there. Only when you understand that the Radal for sure is right. For sure the Radal is right. You can't say it. After you understand the Radal is for sure right, then you can say, but perhaps you could say olo b'machshava means this shashuim. There is a tnue from the Nivro to the Beroilom before the Bria was there. And that's called Shashuim. Goes in and out, in and out, in and out. And that is what you are Shayach when you learn Torah. So that is, wow. That means the Beroilom says not only, er zogt gut, yeah, or he understands. Only it's this what I was also before the Bria was created. With this Torah which comes from the Klal Yisrael to me, and I am happy with that, and give them more Torah and more Seichel, and then there will be other Torah coming back, and it will be, I give and take the whole time. Wow, that's the Shashuim before there was any Klal Yisrael. There was no Klal Yisrael there. There was only a Machshava from the Klal Yisrael. But that was the Shashuim. So this is a world which we are not able to understand. That's the Kodma Sha'olam, Kodim Shabora Olam. But you see, the world stems from there. Where Shashuim Yoim Yoim, because before the world was created, that's a Shashuim from the Beroilom with the Torah, and then the world emerged. That is the depth. So this is a depth which is like dangerous. Be'etzim, you shouldn't say it. No, I shouldn't say it. I better should say, no, there's no pshat, no. Don't know. Can't know what's going on. That's what I would have to say. Only when I can say that, then I can say there is perhaps a pshat of Shashuim like this. Look what it says the next perek. So that is this, it's like playing around. Shashuim is like playing around. In Torah, play Shashuim. Okay? This is the deep thing in Torah we have. That we have to put ourselves in a similar mode. I can't say more, but you yourself have also been mishtasher with Torah. That's what Rabbi Saul said, that when you learn, you have to free your head and you just think freely, play around, think freely. Think freely, make like this. Because that is a Shoresh HaTorah, that you're playing around with that. It comes and goes, and perhaps like this, no like that, could be like this, no like that. That is a central part of Torah. This Shashuim. Not in order to give a teretz, or in order to think, you know. Make like this. You have to do that.
Does that mean that the whole real kiyum of Torah is not just you're going to share and learn a bit, is that it's got to be playing in your mind the whole time?
Yeah. Take out the word the whole time, then it's good. Rav Geller, you have to understand, those words, they are like not doing anything, you know, always or never or the whole time, that doesn't do anything to a person. That only puts a pressure, and then you can make chashmal from that pressure. Perhaps that would be the only productive thing which comes out from that, you know? Pressure doesn't do anything. Don't say always, and don't do that. Only you play around, and you have a geschmack in playing around. My son called me now. They have a Sefer Torah, which is too big. There's an old Sefer Torah, you know, these old Sefer Torahs which have too big of a grill, but there's a lot of space from the top and from the bottom, and that makes it extremely heavy. But now you can't cut it off. You can't take that off, you know. So my son had an idea. He said, you know, Abba, you know what you do? You cut it off and you write on the grill, Bereshis Boro Elohim, and when Elio and Novi will come, you write the whole Sefer Torah on it. But it's not Meiridi Makodesh. It's the same thing. You make a Sefer Torah out of that. A small one. A very small, you know. And when Elio and Novi come, you will finish that. So I laughed at my son. This is playing around, you know. That's playing around with halacha, you know. It's playing around. It's a basic thing in Torah, Rabbi Yisai. It's a basic thing. Let's see. Perigudal. Look. And now you see. You'll see that tnua emerge over here. They have a simcha yeseire. That means they have a simcha yeseire that's nogea to Purim. They have a simcha, an unexpected, you know. I know what means happy. No. I'm it's much more than I thought, you know. That's Simcha Yetzirah. When here is Ivo Oro Elyon, a Shefer Alem, a Mokum Shoyresh Elyon Shela Torah. You see, the whole point is Torah should come in, and over here Torah comes in from the Shoyresh Elyon. Koishikos of Parshas Miles a Torah, Mesamech as a Mokum, Mesamech as a Brias. But that is a Simcha Yetzirah. Yetzirah means it's not the regular because it's unexpected. V'chein Omra Torah ve'eye Shashuim Yoim Yoim. Ubozoya ve'yakel, Reishu Zaino Madalav, Posar Voroba Oz Nitbor Yerei Hashem. Ostiburu miboilei, my nitburu, ela nitburu leela, mikol inun retichin kadishin. It's spoken, es wird geret, nitburu, yeah? It's spoken above all the worlds, mikol inun chaylin kadishin. And all the ktushidike, machanot, it's everything above that. Begin the inun milin kadishin tzalgin leelo. That these words of Torah, they go up, come inun de mikadmi venot liloin kame malke. They put these words in front of the Beroilum, malke kadisha, umis atrin bekame itrin, be inun nehoirin iloin. And they are like, they got oxorim, or they are, again, it shines outside. Itrin beinu nehorin iloin vekul nitburu mikame malke iloin, and they all are spoken out in front of the Melech. Man chomi chedven, man chomi chush tushbechon the salke behol inu nerakin, the one which sees this simche and this shevach which goes into all the worlds, kame malke gadisha umalke gadisha mistakelbu visatabu vinu tzal. Now. Umalke Kadisha Mistakelbu, the Boy Royal looks at these words, Vis Atabuhu, and he himself is taken then as a Keser, that makes him shine. Vinu Tzalkin Al Reishe. And these words, and now it comes the point, they are now on the head of the Boy Royal, that means above the normal Hanhoge. Above everything, that now we go into that oilam of Shashuim. It's above everything, and then v'havu atrin v'havu atore, and there they are a keser v'nachtin v'yashin al cheikei lego. They are now afterwards going down into the cheik. The cheik is where you are holding someone else. That's right. There you have a cheik. Becheik, you are in the Torah, when you are becheik from someone, that means you are by him in a place where he holds you. You are the child is becheik imoy, becheik. Yeah. So they go into the cheik of the Beroilum, lego betukfei, where that we have to. That is the Zohar. You can't really say know what it means. Betukfei means where that yachas to the nivro is strong. Ve'yeshashuim yoy betukfei umitamin salkin al reishei, and from there they go back on his head. Valdo omramayse ve'yeshashuim yoy yoy. You see, wow! It's above the head. It goes down to the cheik, and it goes up above to the head. You see, that's shashuim, and the cheik is where you hold someone else. It's like you hold a child in your cheik. You hold it like this. So the Divrei Torah go up the head. It's nogea to who knows what. To the rotzen, to the shoyresh of all the rotzoinis. But it goes down to where there is a place for the Klal Yisrael. That's the cheik. And from there it goes up back al reishe. Ta, pach, tach. That's shashuim. You see it? That is the shashuim. You see it? Mefurish. The shashuim are this tnua, up, down, up. That's a shashuim. Yeah? That means he himself has his own shoroshim, but there's a klal Yisrael there. And there it is mechazek the klal Yisrael. And from there, that's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable. This tnua, that's called shashuim. It's like you are meshasher with your children. It is a tenua which goes. You are not mishashea. Yom HaShoah and the response, Atem HaShoah and the response, Atem HaShoah. Well, that's what you do when you're grandchildren, grandchildren, whatever you have. That's what you do. Yom HaShoah with them. Yeah? It, from you, you say something and then he answers something. Wow. Or you're playing something and he does something, or you play with a ball and you give the ball, and Meshasheh with a child is not when you do the whole thing and let him look, you know, that's not Meshasheh. That's called non-educational practice. Yeah? No, that's nonsense what you do. No, Meshasheh means he does something too. He is contributing. Back, duck, back, duck, back. That's what Sheashua is. Yeah, Meshasheh with a, over here too, you see by the Borei Olam himself. All in his own realm. It's his own cheik and his own keter. In his own realm, that is. And that is where Yeshashuim Yoyuyev. And there your Divrei Torah reach. So this is the deepest place. There's no deeper place in the Hanoga than these Shashuim. It is the deepest place of the Shashuim, of the Hanoga. There's nothing bigger. Because it's all Be'etzim, you see that by him too. It begins above the head, goes down to the cheik, and goes up above the head. It doesn't begin with a cheik. No. No, it begins by him, goes down. But it's already there. In the beginning, the Klal Yisrael was already there. You know? Up, down, up, down. You can't really say who is first. Because the whole going up was also from the Divrei Torah, from the Klal Yisrael, you know? Up, down, up, down. But that's the Shashuim. That is the Shashuim. And your Divrei Torah have shaykhs to that place. Where the Borei Olam is like Mishtashea with the Tzadikim. That's what you do when you're learning Torah. That's an unbelievable thing. So you have to... And look, not that you have to be there, no. But you have to have a certain affinity, let's say, to this mile of Shashuim in Torah. And that was all the Gdolim, we saw that. All the Gdolim had that, this playing around. Playing around with something. You play around with the thought. It has to be like this. Your thought process in Torah has to be very easy. Very easy. The Mashgiach always brought Rabbi Yeruchim when someone is playing the violin. He moves and it looks so easy, you know. It looks so unbelievable, you know, the way he does it, you know, unbelievable. But he works very hard. But the tnua is very easy. Yeah? But your in head also has to be like this. It's a very easy tnua. It's not, no. It is a big work. Because you are learning, it's a big work. But the tnua be'etzem is easy. Think like this, or think like that. And then suddenly you see another question. Just now, today, I had this. I have to learn the Perek Chelek again. You know, so Perek Chelek it says that someone says, "I want that Moshiach should come, but I shouldn't see him." Because of the Yisurim. Excuse me. The Yisurim are the Yisurim of Tikkun Olam. Moshiach will bring Tikkun Olam. And the Yisurim of Tikkun Olam, those are the Yisurim which you have with your Shoresh HaNeshama. That's your part. So how can you get Potter? You can't get Potter. I don't know why. But then it says, no! You can't get Potter from the Yisurim of Moshiach when you have Torah or Gemilus Chasodim. How does that work, man? You have to be attacking the world. As Torah Gminas Chasodim is a Tikkun Olam, instead of what is your own neshama has to do. How does that work? Wow, interesting. You know, let's play around. But let's play. Efshar the world, you get another muzzle. Efshar it was a big schus. Efshar azay. You try to do, and in the end, perhaps you'll find something. You play around. You don't know what it is, but you play around. You have to get used to that. It's not. It is a big enjoyment. But you have to get used to that. That's the way you think. Like, that is this going, this coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. That's a very basic thing in learning, in Torah. Yeah? So we have to get used to that. Okay? So that is the... you see that is the Salkina. Valdom Ratoraiz Vano Eshashum Yoim Yoim. Who is a lexivele veye. Bechol Zman, Bechol Idon, the Milin Noin Salkin Kamei, at Kan is again this Shashuim from the Torah. Yeah? That's the Shashuim of the Torah. That is the biggest thing. Fine, that is a. Yeah, that's a big thing. So that's another thing. Yeah? That is will be now till the end of the perek will be that is smeichin can is also misinai. It has to do something with matan Torah. I am done. It's another 10 minutes, I know. But I said so many things now. It's a little bit too much, you know. But this is the I have no clear. I could read it and then it's superficial. You want to finish the parak, you are running, and I'm not running. No, but there was a lot of things. We spoke about a lot of things, man. Yeah. But there is it's a very big thing that in a certain way you have to put yourself in a mode which fits these shashuim. Rabbi Saul says it, others say it. It's very similar to playing the violin. Very similar. You just make like this. So you have to do it in a sincere way. That's a big work. It's a big work. And it's true that when you do it and really do it, once in a while your head begins to hurt. Not hurt. I don't know what means hurt, but it begins to spin. It is heavy. The world, it's a lot of work. But it's geschmack, but it's a lot of work. It's like practicing the violin. It's a lot of work. But you can't get cramped. And a lot of times when you learn Torah, you get cramped. You know, and then nothing is working anymore. You know? No. It's the wrong attitude to Torah. You have to be shy to this Shashuim comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. That's what it is. That's what Shashuim is. Okay?
The Mashiach said that the Kal Yisrael was all of Machshava.
Yeah.
Means coming from the Chayk up, or it means to the Chayk from.
No. I don't now speak about it. Is about the Torah. The Torah over here speaks about how the Torah goes up. But Kal Yisrael all of Machshava means that there was like a first Machshava, then a Kal Yisrael before everything else. You can't speak about Hashpoa from the Bore Olam without the Kal Yisrael. The Ramchal says the Mitchilas Bria from the Oilom, the Bore Olam was Tzofo, was Tzofo means you detect, you know, or you are looking from far. You look at the Maase Tzadikim and with that he made the world. Wow. No, the Maase Tzadikim came later. No. The Maase Tzadikim were from the beginning of the world, they were there. That's all about Machshava. Yeah? After this Tzofo B'Maaseim Shel Tzadikim, the Bore Olam made the whole Bria. So, but there is no Tzadikim when there are no Klal Yisrael, you know, but there's no Klal Yisrael, but there is Tzadikim. Okay, so now I want to tell you. Okay, we finish now, and I can record that. This week will be a fundraiser for Mayadas. Tuesday, Wednesday will be a fundraiser, and that will be a very big help. When you could also perhaps be part of that you are making like this, the way I make like this the whole time, you know, And perhaps you are able to. I think Mayadas became an important place. Excuse me to tell you that, but I think, yeah. What happens over here, that doesn't happen anywhere else. With Magdishuri, with the Junge Light, the way they change and the way they develop, it's unbelievable. Today, too, I said a Vaad, and you couldn't believe your eyes. You have 10, 15 Magdishurim outside after the Vaad, standing and discussing the Vaad. Till we had to make a club that we have now to Daven Ma'ariv. That doesn't happen, Rabbi Yisai. That does not happen, you know. Because whenever Magid Shir makes you the Teva that he listens to you, he says, Shkoyach. And he begins to sleep in the middle, and the end he says, Shkoyach. That's right? Yeah? So that is what's happening. And 1 minute, let's close. Now I see you again. And that is what will happen, and perhaps you can be also part of that. That will be a big help for our Mehadas. So the way you got the email, I think Simcha will also contact you, and perhaps we can make an effort together, boom, to make that thing happen even in a better way or in a broader way. Okay, Shkoyach, and Shkoyach for listening. That's not why I wanted to seize the shir. I really forgot about that. But then I saw on the button that Simcha Abrahams wanted to join. I said, I have to speak about the fundraiser. So I said, that's what I did. I didn't think about that. I simply didn't have the koyach to go further. But now it's Min HaShomayim. You see, it's all Min HaShomayim, that it left me a few minutes to tell you about the fundraiser, which will be this week, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sei gesund. All the best. Ciao, ciao.
All the best, Kultuf.
Kultuf.